It's just, you know, one broke his jaw, so he haven't been playing as much. But both of them guys run last week, run good routes and can stretch the field on you. I mean, Washington have two good ones. You know, they just was injured this year, but it's something, you know, we've been facing in our division. Just got to make sure we study them, and we done faced them before and defeated them before. So just have to make sure that we study them, they're going to change some things, and the weakness that we did show that game, we got to make sure they're correct before we go and take place next Sunday.
Deion, did you ever wonder if, I mean, it had been a while since you went to the Super Bowl. Did you ever wonder if it was going to ever happen for you again?
I knew it was. That's the main reason why I came back here.
Yeah.
You know, if you recall my press conference, I said the reason why I ain't going to sign on with us, I feel like we didn't finish something last year. I feel like we can definitely go all the way. All the hype is on Philly. You know, rebutting, but I'm saying again, I feel like we could go and win the Super Bowl here. That's the main reason why I came back. So I felt this, you know, as soon as the season was over last year and prior to the years before that.
I mean, you know what it's like to, not everyone in this locker room has lost the Super Bowl. You lost the Super Bowl, and you lost to the Patriots. I mean, I don't know if you could possibly be more motivated going to a Super Bowl, but can you be more motivated because of this?
Yes, I got so many motivations. Patriots, again, they did beat us. You know, they're always going to be the favorite because of how many they done won within the past 10 years. Deion Branch, a close friend of mine. We've been playing against each other in high school, and I spanked him in high school and won the state. And it seemed like ever since I got in the league, he's been paying me back. And I told him, you know, me and him talk a lot, and I told him this year, you know, this year I'm going to pay you back. You know, he beat me in the Super Bowl, and then I was in Jacksonville. He put me out in the playoffs. So he's been paying me back ever since we got in the league. So I got a lot of reasons and things, you know, why I have great motivation for this game.
Have you talked to him since Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him before we played the last game, and it was like, D, let's go ahead and make this thing happen. You know what I mean? We're going to go ahead and take care of our business. Y'all go ahead and take care of y'all business. Let's, you know, show the world what they want to see. They don't want to see no other teams playing the Super Bowl. They want to see us. So I said, we're going to do our job. Y'all do y'all.
You said a couple weeks ago that it seemed like forever ago that you were in that game.
It was.
Are there things that stick with you, that memories?
The main thing that stick with me is that we lost. I remember the week as far as all the distractions you have and all that, but the main thing that stuck with me is that we lost. You know, they had a ring, and the only thing I walked away with was the NFC Championship ring. So that's the main thing that stuck with me, and that's the main thing that I don't want to have in my mind, you know, after this point.
Have you thought about how much longer you want to play?
No, I don't think about it, you know. I haven't missed a game, you know, since I broke my hip 12 years ago. So I don't think about it. When I start missing games and I feel like guys running by me and I can't play no more and I'm not making tackles, then I'm going to consider all that.
You still love it, still having fun?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dan, you're talking about healthy. How much of a difference has a healthy Aaron Ross made for the secondary this year? I mean, it seems like the guy has had some trouble staying on the field in years past, and this year he's had probably his best year.
You hit it on the head. That was one of the things I talked about last year and earlier this year also, is that Aaron was a guy that they did draft first round. He was a guy that was here when they won the first Super Bowl. He had a few injuries. They moved him around because they brought guys in or whatever the case may be. But, you know, let's not forget that same first round, that same guy that helped win that Super Bowl that year, you know, he's back. You know, he's healthy and he's playing like the old Aaron Ross with a little bit more matureness.